part four of my lung infection travails and use of ivermectin again via horse paste. Back on ivermectin again. I've had more energy today, yet my lungs have been worse. I wasn't. Oh, by the way, it's Monday, the 6th of February 2023. In fact, technically it's Tuesday. It's 5 minutes to one in the morning. I've spent three hours helping care for my grandsons this afternoon, because my daughter is still, she's gone worse. She's out of hospital, discharged herself early, but with her double lung infection and intravenous antibiotics and lung draining with some kind of fancy needle thing, she really needed the help, and I was able to help her with my beloved grandsons this afternoon. And then with travelling time, etc., I've probably spent another 3 hours, because I went on to Bentley Hospital, Rehab Hospital, to care and shower my wife, etc., and look after JK. So I've had quite an exhausting day, and yet I have more energy for some reason than the last few days. But my infection has gone further into my lungs, and I'm having a good stretch just for the last half hour, but I wasn't expecting to be expectorating so much as I have. What's been happening is I suddenly get a sensitivity or soreness, a pain in my deep bronchial tubes and upper lungs, I think, and then I've just got to cough, and I cough out a lot of phlegm. I've done this maybe, 100 times today. I'm not exaggerating, and I walk off to some spot in the garden to get rid of it, or down the toilet, or down the sink and wash it away straight away, down the hand basin. Doesn't sound very nice, but things are changing. It's dynamic. Whether I'm going to beat it or not, I don't know. Thank you, dear commentators who have given me suggestions. Much appreciated. But I'm going to mix up, and I'll pause and I'll do it off camera. Mix up another cup of. If I could use the nebulizer half a dozen times today, I'd be very happy, because that would really kick things along nicely. But I just haven't got the time. But I'm going to. If I get to bed by 2 o'clock tonight, I'll be very surprised. Probably more like 2:30, as it was last night. So I'm not getting anywhere near enough sleep. I'm going to have another full cup of this Omron nebulizer. I showed it to you the other day, or yesterday, whenever, the NEC801. Wonderful little machine, actually. I'm going to fill to the maximum line with, I put 4 drops, maybe that's more than I have to, I think 2 at least, 4 drops of iodine. Tonight, the difference is going to be, this has got Himalayan salt, which, probably horrify the medical profession. So, by the way, I'm not giving any medical advice. I'm not a doctor. Do your own research, and whatever you do, take your own responsibility for. This is ionized water for ions, so not too flash. And I just tonight put probably a teaspoon and a half of Himalayan salt in there, so there'll be a degree of, and that was an hour ago, a degree of salt dissolved in solution, because I keep remembering, and I forget, and I remember that a number of the people who really in the know, like Dr. Levy, I think, Thomas E. Levy, Dr. McCullough, one or the other or both recommend adding some, or Mike Adams even, maybe, I'm not sure. He's not a doctor, of course. Does he recommend, anyway, back to the other two doctors, they recommend adding, one of them at least recommends adding saline to your solution for nebulizing. I've done that before, and I'm going to do this tonight. I haven't done it in this stretch of last three, four days, but I just remembered, so I will. I'll be adding a nebule of palmiquart. Wherever you are in the world, the active ingredient is budesonide. So one nebule of that. I'm going to be putting... Oh, now look, that's an old hydrogen peroxide bottle. And this is a hydrogen peroxide bottle with 3% hydrogen peroxide in it. I'm not using pharmaceutical grade because I don't have any. I don't think it's too big a deal using the ones from the supermarket. What I hear Dr. Thomas E. Levy say is, look, the dilution amount is sufficient to probably not have the incipients, the preservatives and etc. etc. cause you much of a problem. Now, ideally, I'd be using pharmaceutical grade hydrogen peroxide, and I'm going to bring it down to around 1% from this 3%. By the time I've added my other things, it'll be around 1% dilution. But again, if you can use pharmaceutical grade, great. It's going to be, you know, cleaner and cleaner and better for you. I'll pause, set a bit of this up, and but that's just letting you know I'm in the throes of this with more energy, but coughing like crazy, and I was hiding it when I was in the hospital room with JK because I didn't want to freak the nurses out, and had a mask on and all that kind of thing. So any droplets that because I'm for masks when you have symptoms such as droplets. I've talked about this many times in my videos. That's courtesy and it's sensible. A mask will catch droplets. Does nothing for the aerosolized size of the tiny spike protein molecules and so on, and virus molecules. Does nothing, next to nothing for that, but it will catch droplets, and help prevent droplets landing on someone else. I'll mix this up. I've been coughing and with more lung sensitivity. I'll be taking ivermectin shortly as well. Again, my fourth dose, I think, in 4 days. But I'll pause and I'll get a few things ready and then continue. Thank you. And so my nebulizer cup is now at maximum. I've got Himalayan salt mixed in dissolved water, distilled water. I've got one nebule of palmiquart. I've got a quarter teaspoon and a half, actually. I've lifted it a bit because I can take it a bit stronger. It burns a bit, but take it a bit stronger of hydrogen peroxide. I'll be keeping my saline in the fridge. By the way, I'm onto a new, before I go onto the Equimec, the ivermectin, then you fit this little, I don't know what that's called, baffle, let's call it a baffle, into the, trying to do this while recording, the nebulizer top part. It's probably got a better name than top part. That's ready to go. I'll fix and fit the tube on the mask onto that later, and fix and fit the tube onto it, power it up. I'll use it in the lounge to catch up with today's news and weather forecast for tomorrow. I've used the iodine, this brand, of course, being Life Flow Liquid Iodine Plus. So ready to go for that. That can go into the bin. And I'll take my... Equimec. I'm on a new tube of Equimec, which has 6 1-gram doses in it. I've just set the ferrule or the nut or whatever you call that down for the 100 kilogram horse, and you can give the whole lot to a 600 kilogram horse. Now I'm about 60 kilograms, if that, but there's a reasonably wide safety margin in ivermectin, and I'm getting, I estimate, around 20 milligrams from that 1 gram of paste. I'm using this because the price is 10-fold, something phenomenal extra from using pharmaceutical grade. Of course, it's illegal now. Doctors will be struck off the register, etc., and all that kind of thing here in Australia if they dare prescribe ivermectins for a year and a half now or something for anything but parasitic use. and so off-label they were banned and were criminalised for it. So it's terrible. Now look, I haven't got my usual high, so I'm going to kneel down. So I'm taking my 1 gram. It's going to be a little bit of a hard push being the first one. That's it. Out it comes. I do that because I don't want to waste any. I've come to like the taste of Equimec. The other one I couldn't think of the name of the other day, which I've got another 20 packets of or something, it's called Bimectin. It says it's apple flavoured. It tastes awful. I feel sorry for any any horse or cow or pig or dog or cat or chicken or whatever. I don't know about chicken. They'd end up taking it, but I can take it, but I don't like it. This is rugged. This Equimec's rugged, but it's almost nice compared to that other stuff. In fact, I'm coming to like it. And if you've been keeping track, I'd use 3 doses from the syringe I threw out yesterday. So there's 6 in a syringe. So how does that figure? I haven't used ivermectin for 2-3 months maybe. Oh, I beg your pardon. No, about a month back I took one. For a couple of times I took one a week. It was for 2-3 weeks. But I, once a week, but I, it was the same syringe. So how does that figure? I freeze it. Now, should you? I don't know. Does it decrease the effectiveness? Probably. By much? Probably not. So that's going in the freezer. And I haven't read that anywhere. I just thought I would. It occurred to me. And interestingly, I can squeeze it out frozen just as easily as when it's at room temperature. So there's some different freezing point in the incipient mix with that Equimec horse paste. Haven't tried freezing, or have I? I think I did try freezing Bimectin, actually. I used a tube of that to test it when I first got it, and can't recall whether it was, I think I had to thaw it out. Anyway, that's just going off memory. So I'll speak to you again soon. And I had forgotten to mention earlier, I've been using overnight, sorry to be the detail, during my urination wake-up times to urinate. I'm an old bloke now. I took probably another 3 oil of oreganos overnight. I've taken around 4 to 5 today. I just put them up under my gum. And it's rugged. It's really good quality oil brand, actually. But it's rugged to do it. I've taken probably between going to bed last night and now, I've probably had about 5 of that mixture of quercetin and bromelain, and probably had about 5 of NACs, if not 6. I might have had 6 of them. And I'll plan to do the same between now and tomorrow night, roughly speaking. And a number of other things. I'm on Hivo. The other things are just my base level stuff that I'm on most of the time. I am forgetting there's 1 or 2 other things I'm actually taking extra at the moment. What are they? Probably come to mind after I finish the video, on top of my normal regimen. But my respiratory health's been bad all my life, and so I I'm more vulnerable from an infant, from a boy. I remember being sick all the time as a kid. I'm predisposed to get, respiratory ailments. And it's at 65, it's harder to shake these things off and easier to get them. So I've got my nebulizer cup all connected up, power connected up. So thank you for your interest. Thank you for the kind comments. One fellow, Bob someone or other, is pleading with me to get a haircut and have a clean shave. I probably won't, Bob, but thanks for your interest. I know there's been a few other commentators over there. 90,000 views I've had on my website in the last two and a bit years. I mean, there's plenty of websites, channels get 90,000 views from one posting of, it's taken me a bit over 2 years, but just within the last 3-4 days, I tipped the 90,000 mark. So thank you for all of those people who have taken the time and effort and trouble and interest to watch my videos. And I've just reached 1,400 videos on EK the Urban Yeti channel. And every single one, bar one, I took myself with this little camera or its predecessor, which I wore out over the last 2 years, two and a bit years. I think it was November 2020 I started. Yeah, so two and a bit years. So, yeah, I've had a few commentators telling me to smarten myself up and shower more often and how dirty I look and how unkempt and frightening and that kind of thing. But out of 90,000 views, I think it's about three or four, so it's not too bad. the rest of you must just put up with me. Thank you. And so I'll just pop this here just for the moment. You'll see my bare legs. Hot weather here in Perth. January, February, hot weather. So let's have a look. Now, you saw my mix earlier. It got hydrogen peroxide, budesonide or Pulmicort here in Australia, brand name. Iodine, a few iodine drops, and this time some saline, Himalayan salt dissolved, and off I go. Now I breathe in through the nose and out. Oops, spilling it again. In through the nose and out through the nose. Yeah, these leak too. The little battery operated ones we've got, which I don't use anymore, will in an emergency. You can tip them almost upside down and they don't leak, but or maybe not upside down, but certainly almost horizontal. But these do, and I keep forgetting that, so I'm just going to have to go and wash the tail of the little piece of the shirt, because it's got hydrogen peroxide in and will tend to bleach my shirt. But it's stronger. I made that probably, this is about 1.5%, and I could straight away feel it in my mucous membranes there, that it is stronger. So it'll probably, more rugged, but probably get in and clean out the bugs in my lungs a bit quicker. Excuse the noise. Just rinsing off my shirt. I don't mind, it can stay wet. There we go, that's better. This must be a bit of a strange section of the video. This, if not the previous stuff is strange, then this certainly should be, because I'm trying to reach over, wet my shirt. So that'll just help. That will just help dilute that hydrogen peroxide. Otherwise, I did it to another shirt the other night. In fact, I can show you the shirts. That very shirt there, the bluey colour on top. Didn't understand this thing that doesn't connect very tightly, and while I was putting it on, it fell apart and spilled all over my shirt. Lost most of my cup of liquid. I've only lost a tiny little bit of that, so that's good. Don't have to do it again. And it'll take me 15 minutes maybe, or maybe 20, I'm not sure. And I'll have emptied that, and hopefully get deep into my lungs and so on, and turn this infection around. That's, of course, my hope. I said earlier I had a little bit of a reprieve. Well, it's coming back a bit now. Excuse me. No, all I've been doing, expectorating all day, which I was not expecting, through lung sensitivity. But yeah, that was a stronger, I could tell straight away that hydrogen peroxide was stronger, and maybe the saline might have given it a bit of a boost as well, given it a bit more punch. It's a little while since I used saline in the nebulizer, so I've forgotten maybe the saline. It's strong, I see it. The salt I put in hasn't all dissolved, so in theory it's at saturation level, unless the Himalayan salt's going to take a few more hours to properly dissolve. Probably would, But anyway, it's I think it's boosted, given it more punch. Thank you. Thank you for your interest. So yeah, I just said 90,000 views, 1,399 of the videos taken on this or the previous little camera by myself, all my own material, bar one. And the one that isn't was at a Perth protest rally, someone like Freedom Media WA, who I see all the time, great team at the rallies, protest rallies the last couple of years. He took a video of me while I was taking a video of the very protest we were both filming. And I spoke for about 2.5-3 minutes or whatever that he put on his channel. So I gave it attribution and put it on my channel. So all bar one. So yes, thank you. And 197 subscribers, hard won, hard fought. Thank you so much. I will update you hopefully tomorrow, and I hope I'm a little bit better in some way tomorrow. Thank you for your concern and your interest. Speak to you again soon.